Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Gravity.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of our love? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, June the 15th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are continuing with part three of our seven-part series entitled The Voice of God. How to hear the voice of God. We left off yesterday talking about and getting into the fake voice or the false voice of God, which is what everybody hears. So everyone hears this voice that is an unauthorized production. Let me say that again. Everyone hears this voice or this sound or this frequency or this wave or this vibration that is an unauthorized production, or it is the King James authorized production. So you have the King James authorized production, but you don't have the Patar's authorized production. So you got the King James Authorized Production, and you believe and you think that is the authorized production. We live in an unauthorized production world. This, what we have, is an aborted fetus. Since everybody has this aborted fetus, they think that the aborted fetus is the real fetus. Everyone has the unauthorized production. Everyone has the cosmogrator. Since we have the cosmogrator, we believe we have been taught. Everyone on earth has been tricked. Everyone on earth has been fooled. We all think that the unauthorized production is the real production. We all think that the fake light is the real light. We have been unknowingly bamboozled into believing that the fake light is the real light. So astrology is Satan's counterfeit life guidance system. Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belphegor, he has many names. He has one system. This system that he uses, my brother, is the Luciferian ether. You call it air. Since he is the prince of the air. I don't know, when I say this, people get all in a conundrum. But the Bible clearly states he is the god of this world. I don't know why that is so difficult for us to believe. He is the god, little g, of this world. He is the prince of the air. He has deceived that dragon. That serpent has deceived the whole world. He has transformed himself into an angel of light. All light you see is Lucifer, contrary to popular belief. Let me make sure you understand the depth of the conception. Satan's counterfeit conversion is the message that is delivered through astrology. It is your internal clock, which began with the stars that aligned at your birth. These star systems govern your life. If you apply this information properly, you can and you will do life on your own. You don't need God. Let me make sure you understand the depth of the deception. I use astrology in my Dear Kinnear reports. That is the Luciferian guidance system. That is why I take my astrology a step further. If you do not get this, you will run the wrong race. You will live the wrong life. You will stand before the Most High, and your life will be like mine. If you do not understand that you live in a world that is an unauthorized production, it is a counterfeit production. It is the King James authorized version. It is not the Petar's version. The life that you are living right now is based upon an internal clock that you call, again, your chakra systems or your biological system or your DNA or whatever term or scientific word you want to use. It's all the same. You have an internal guidance system. You call it your sixth sense. Remember I said 666 is 666. This is Luciferian. It's not your fault. The God that I serve just wants to see if you have a latheia, as I've been saying for 25 years. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. God will send you a strong delusion so that way you will believe the lie. The lie is Akhruman. Akhruman is the evil brother. Akhruman is the God that was presented to Moses in Exodus chapter 33, verse 23. That's the God that's presented to you. If you believe that God, if you follow that God, you will stand before the Most High, and he will say, you will say, Lord, I did this in your name. I did that in your name. I healed the sick. I raised the dead. I did all these great things in your name. Notice how people drop the name of Jesus like it's a freaking American Express gold card. You can do great things in the name of Jesus and bust hell wide open. Because the Father that I serve will say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, I never knew you. Why? Satan's counterfeit system is astrology. It is the internal clock that began with the stars when they aligned at your birth. This star alignment, this birth chart, this natal chart governs your life. If you apply the information according to astrology, you will live a very good life on your own. You don't need God. No needing God is the key. That is what Lucifer offered them in the garden. If you eat of the tree, you will be like God. You won't need him no more. Not needing God, my brother, not needing God, my sister, is the kiss of death. It is the knowledge and the power that has been given to Satan. That is his tactic that he gave to Adam and Eve in the garden. Satan is very well versed and accomplished at covering up God. Remember, the word anti means in place of. It does not mean against. Satan is in place of God. What you have, what you serve, what you follow, what you read, what you eat is Luciferian. Everything that you do on this earth is Luciferian. I don't know why that is so difficult for people to swallow, but it is. Remember what we talked about yesterday, the Gospel of Thomas. If you got any doubt, read the Gospel of Thomas, chapter 1, verse 1. And if you hear the truth and it doesn't piss you off and it doesn't make sense, if you don't believe it, it's not the truth. Let me make sure you understand the depth of the problem again before I give you the solution. The Greeks changed the constellations, my brothers and sisters, way back in the day. Before the Greeks, the Babylonians did it. Now, most people, the problem I have is that the study of the zodiac never ever mentions the planets. Not only is it not astrology, it's not even astronomy. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Now, you work up, what most people have is the zodiac sign. I don't do zodiac. I read it. It's fun to look at every now and then. But that is the thing that's in place of the Mazaruth. So astrology is, after all, based upon the constellations. But the devil ain't stupid. Astrology, according to the Bible that I read, astrology is the interpretation of an assumed influence that the stars and the planets exert or have over the human body or human destiny. This is a false belief system. The royal astrologers of the Babylonian court put this system in place. This is Babylonian. This is not biblical. Now, we're going to break down the biblical, what the Bible says about the stars along with the suns, which are given to us for signs and seasons, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. That's the voice. But what we have, we don't have that. What we have today, my brothers and sisters, we have a Babylonian system that was put to shame by God's prophet Daniel. If you read Daniel chapter 1, verse 20, for the sake of time, we're not going to read it. I humbly, respectfully submit that you look it up. Excuse me, that you look it up and read it. Daniel was called in. Nobody could interpret Nebuchadnezzar's dream. All of the great prophets used astrology, and they were powerless to interpret King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, according to Daniel chapter 2, verse 27. Isaiah chapter 47, verse 13, God specifically says anybody who practices or uses zodiac should be burned at the stake, quote unquote. Isaiah chapter 47, verse 13, talks about the fact that God's judgment is upon people who use astrology as a form, because astrology is a form of divination, expressly forbidden in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10. 11, 12, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19, talks about that we are forbidden to use and to worship the stars or the host of heaven, because the stars are astrology. What is that? I've done many shows on astro. You guys know I used to study astrotheology. I used to study astrophysics. Anybody look at the definition of the word astro? I'm just throwing it out there. Again, the devil ain't stupid. He knows you're not going to look this up. The word astral means pertaining to celestial bodies only. So anything that has the word astral has to do with the celestial realm, the spiritual realm. It has nothing to do with the physical realm. So astral theology, my brothers and sisters, comes from the Greek word astron, or from the Greek word aster. You may know her as Esther. Some call her Easter. Now, it goes further than that, brother. You got to pimp the game. So the word astro has to do, again, with a celestial body, star. It is a star. Ology means word, so it's the words that pertains to the stars. So astrotheology and astrophysics and astrology is the word of God that was given to celestial beings. Now, we are celestial beings trapped inside of a poop suit or a dirt suit. And so this astral theology doesn't apply to us until we get rid of the dirt suit. See, God is spirit. He's not matter. He's not mass. He uses, and he may express himself as matter and mass, but he's not. The letter kills, but the spirit gives. The word astral comes from the word Sirius, which is the brightest star, which is the god of the south, not the god of the north, according to the book of Job. So astral theology is the god of the south. I call him the Cosmoglottor. I have a 400-page book that breaks him down for you called The Cosmoglottor, God of This World. But Job chapter 32, and we'll read that one very, very quickly because, again, this is very important for you to understand, because all I'm simply saying is this. This is the bottom line today. All I'm telling you is the devil has presented you a system, and he's replaced, again, it's an anti-system. He's replaced that system. He replaced God's system with his. Is that not what he said? He said, I will ascend upon the sides of the north. I will be like the Most High. Is that not what he said? That's exactly what he did. That's his goal. That's his plan. So we have a system that is presented to us as the system. It's the wrong system. It's the wrong voice. The heavens declare the glory of God. But which God? You ever stopped and asked yourself which God that is talking about? So, my brothers, the Bible mentions three of the arrangements of the constellations that I need to make sure that you understand, because this has to do with the duality of Lucifer. Now, Job chapter 38, verse 32. Job chapter 38, verse 32. Let's start with verse 31. This is very important to understand the basics of the voice of God that is hidden in the celestial realm, because the word astral has to do with the stars, has to do with the angels. God is a spirit. These are spirits. These are celestial spirits. Verse 31, Job 38, can you bind the chains of the Pleiades or loose the cords of the Orion? Now, there's a group of people called the Pleiades, if I can pronounce it right. That is where all the ascended masters come from. They're all blonde hair, blue eyes. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in Pleiades, click on images. Everybody is following the Pleiadians. There is a message from the Pleiadians on YouTube. I suggest you listen to it. It sounds really good. There's a calm, soothing voice. They're here to help humanity. Really? The Bible says in Job chapter 38, verse 32, can you lead forth a constellation in its season and guide the bear with her satellites? Do you know the ordinances of heavens, plural, more than one, or can you fix their rule over the earth? This is God challenging Job, talking to Job. Who makes the bear, the Orion, and the Pleiades, all the chambers of the south? Job chapter 9, verse 9. Job chapter 9, verse 9. Who makes the bear? Anybody know who's the bear? What country has a bear for their flag? Who's the bear? The Orion and the Pleiades. Brothers and sisters, these are the chambers of the south. Job chapter 9, verse 9. These are the gods of the south. This comes into the prophecies of the Old Testament. These three will come up against the God of the north, the God of forces. I'll do that show a little bit later on in the year. Job chapter 38, verse 31. Job chapter 38, verse 31. Let me read it again. Can you bind the chains of the Pleiades or loose the cords of the Orion? Do you know the ordinances of heaven? The word ordinance. Now, remember, I was a cop. Remember, you have ordinances, and then you have statutes. Ordinances are local law. Statutes are state and federal law. So the ordinances are the lower level of law. So God is asking Job, do you know the ordinances of heaven? Or can you fix the rule over the earth? And then it says in the King James, can you bring the Mazaruth in its season? M-A-Z-Z-A-R-O-T-H. Mazaruth. The Mazaruth. That word Mazaruth is a smoking gun. That separates Luciferian astrology from everything else. Everybody else do zodiac sign and astrology. I do the Mazaruth. That's what's in my Dear Kinnear reports. That's biblical astrology. The biblical astrology is totally different than Luciferian astrology. That's what gets everybody in trouble. Because when I say trouble, I just mean it gets us off the life path that we design. What does that mean? Remember yesterday we talked about in Psalms 147, verse 4, it says, he determines the number of the stars and he calls them each by name. Who's he? God. Now, the problem is that they interchange the good God with the bad God in the Old Testament. So you don't know which God they're talking about, so you got to look them up. But remember, God doesn't have to be looked up. God can be felt. Now, what does that mean? See, I don't know about you, but I don't serve a God in a book. I don't serve a God in a picture. I don't serve a God in letters. I don't serve a God that you can touch. I don't serve a God that you can see. The God that I serve, again, is spirit, because the Bible tells me God is spirit. That's what the Bible tells me. I don't know about you, but it says that God is spirit. No man can worship him unless they worship him, and that worship means work for him in spirit and in truth. So you'll notice that the biblical astrology, which is the Mazaruth, doesn't start with Aries, according to the zodiac sign. The biblical Mazaruth doesn't start with the zodiac sign of Aries. The biblical stuff has to do, it starts with the spring equinox. It has to do with the rebirth. The biblical astrology, my brothers and sisters, is a logical place, meaning that it starts with the whole story of the virgin birth of Yahushua, which is the Virgo. So the Mazaruth doesn't start with Aries. It starts with the virgin, which is Virgo, which just happens to be my sign. So how did my name end up being Betzaliel, and how did I end up being born during the time of the spring equinox that makes me a Virgo? That has to do, again, with the under-open understanding of the biblical astrology. God, the Bible says that God knew you in your mother's womb. He determined when you was going to enter this dimension. When you came into this dimension determines what you're supposed to do in this dimension. Let me say that again. When you came into this dimension determines what you're supposed to do while you are in this dimension. That's why my name and my date of birth, my date of birth and my blood type determines what I do. I don't just wake up in the morning and say what I'm going to do today. God preordained what I do. If I listen to the zodiac sign, I'm doing what the devil wants me to do. If I listen to the Mazaruth, I do what God wants me to do. You see, my brothers, the constellations are viewed in a totally different order than astrology. It goes from Virgo to Leo. The whole story, again, of the Mazaruth, of the constellations, is different from the stories of the zodiac. They're very close, they're very similar, but they're different. There are three different levels. Again, the names of the major signs, that is how God, again, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, this is for signs, it's for seasons. God put things and planets up there for signs and for seasons. The heavens declare the handiwork of God. But the enemy knows that because, remember, he can't create. He can only manipulate. So he put things out of order. According to the book of Isaiah, he turns things upside down and he puts them in reverse. So once we understand that, again, we're not interested in Babylonian stuff. We're interested in the Mazarut. So the three minor constellations for each sign is what we should focus on. Because, again, the constellation names are what's important. The Bible also teaches that God arranged the stars into recognizable groups. These recognizable groups are called the constellations, which I mentioned before. Three of those constellations are the Orion, the Bear, and the Pleiades. What about Ophiuchus? I have an entire book for people that's born November the 30th through December the you may be a Ophiuchus. The Ophiuchus, again, is called the Draco, according to Job chapter 9, verse 9, Job chapter 26, verse 13, Job chapter 38, verse 31, and Amos chapter 5, verse 8. The Draco or the Draconians, it means crooked serpent. Now, does that mean you're a serpent? Absolutely not. It just means that you was born at a particular time, and you came into this particular dimension for a particular purpose. The Bible mentions that. So they also talk about the group, the Pleiades. It also talks about the fact that God fastens the bands of these constellations. And so there's a lot of constellations, again, which are groups of stars. So once we understand, my brothers and sisters, the difference between the constellations and the zodiac, I don't do zodiac, I do constellations. Why? Constellations is the Mazarut according to the Bible. So the constellations have been tracked and studied for millennium. And then it was converted into what we call the zodiac. So much of what has been written is the zodiacal constellations. It's the zodiac of the constellations. It's not the groupings of the constellations and the order of the constellations according to God's original plan. If you really understand the heavens declare the redemptive plan of God. For example, the constellation Leo can be seen as a celestial depiction of the lion, which is of the tribe of Judah, that it talks about in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 5. And the virgin, which is the Virgo, again, is the represents Mary before the Christos or the Christ. So all of these things that's inside of the constellation have hidden meaning. So the Bible says that the stars, along with the sun and the moon, were given for signs and seasons. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. So the voice of God is seen and heard through the sun, the moon, and the stars. What does that mean? That means that they are there for you and me to mark time for us, to let us know. Remember the blood moons that just came through? The blood moons, they were making a big deal about the blood moons. I did an entire show on the homunculus, which means the death star, which means Abaddon. Now Project CERN, they just open up the gateway or the portal to let these entities come through. That was because God told us that was going to happen by showing us the blood moons first in the sky. Then over in Switzerland, they did this dance. They start colliding particles, and then they start seeing these entities. That's a YouTube video that shows these kind of smoky-looking figures coming through the gateway or the portal underground in Switzerland right now. But God already told me that was going to happen because he showed me a sign and he showed me a season. That's called the blood moons. These are called navigational indicators. All through history, men have used the stars to chart their course around the globe. Remember the wise men, how did they find the Messiah? They followed the stars. So God uses the stars again. Remember God promised Abraham that his seed would be so numerable like the skies, like the stars in the sky? Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. So every time Abraham looked up at the night sky, he had a reminder of what God promised him. God said that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. Astrological events, the Death Star. Again, I proved this using scripture. In the Old Testament, when they put the blood over the doorpost so the death angel would pass them by, that was the destroyer, Nibiru, the Death Star. So, again, the blood represents the life. That means you have the life of God in you. So if your life, if you live life right, the destroyer, the death star passed you by. It has nothing to do with putting physical blood on a physical house so that a physical angel could come and take your physical life. This is spirit, because God is spirit. It has to do with spiritual blood, which represents the life that you live. And it has to do with a spiritual angel, which is a celestial, according to the word astrology, and the word astro, which is a celestial event that came and take place. Everything in the Bible has an exo, outside meaning, and an esso, inside meaning. God lives in the esoteric. He does not live in the exoteric. So you spend your entire life learning the exoteric. That has nothing to do with the esoteric. If you don't know the inside, brothers and sisters, of what God is talking about, you're not listening to the right God. You're not listening to the right voice. So you can go and put some physical blood on the outside of your doorpost on your physical house and expect and think that the physical death angel will pass you physically by. And that will not happen. This is all spirit, because God is spirit. And those that worship him, those that work for him, must worship and work for him in spirit and in truth. That's what this says, and that's what it talks about in Isaiah chapter 13, verses 9 through 10. Joel chapter 3, verse 15. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. All of these are proof of the astrological workings of God that uses the Mazaruth and not the Zodiac. The Babylonians started this crazy stuff with the Zodiac signs. That is not biblical. God specifically says if you do that, again, there's judgment. According to Isaiah chapter 47, verse 14, he forbids it. He calls it divination in the book of Deuteronomy. He says we should not do it. The stars should awaken wonder about the power and the wisdom and the total magnitude of the true God. That's what it talks about. Our wisdom comes from God, not from stars. James chapter 1, verse 5. The Word of God, what some people call the Bible, is our guide through life. That's what Psalms 119, verse 105. But the problem is everybody has the outside meaning of the Word of God. They don't have the inside meaning of the Spirit of God. The letter outside kills. So you got the Bible. You read it. You take it literally. God says you ain't going to go nowhere. But if you got this spiritual Bible and you look at the letters and you put the letters down and you ponder what those letters mean and you ask the Spirit of God, okay, God, you said that man shall not live by bread alone but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. What does that mean? And God will tell you that what he is saying, that man shall not live on physicality, but man should live on spirituality. And this spirituality comes from having a private, productive, prosperous relationship with me. So that way you're not manipulated by sorcery and the seven S's that we talked about in the last if you live in the spirit, because spirit is eternal. But if you choose to live in the flesh, it's like choosing, we were talking about life insurance today. Term insurance is a temporary insurance for a specific term. Whole life insurance is for insurance for your whole life. It got benefits now. You can pull money out right now, and somebody gets benefits from that insurance policy at your death. So the goal is for you not to buy term life insurance, but to buy whole life. Why? It got benefits now and later. Didn't God say, Jehoshua Kenneth, you may have life and life more abundantly, not only in this world, but also in the world to come? So you should be benefiting now and later. That is spiritual life. But worldly life is temporary. It's only benefiting you now. Ain't no benefit. I should say it ain't benefiting you now, really. So my brothers and sisters, that's again part three. We'll pick up again with part four. We'll go through, we'll continue. We're going to talk about again Baraquil and Kobael. This is where astrology comes from. I got to go to the source. We're going to break down the source of all astrology taught today. We're going to break down those two fallen devils, our fallen angels. After we break that down on tomorrow's show, we're going to move on and we're going to jump into the Ark of the Covenant, which is the Ark of the Constellations. And we're going to break down how the voice of God is heard in the world today through the frequency that is not measured by science. Don't miss tomorrow's episode. It should be very, very, very inspiring. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. I see.